I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to have you back for another week. Hopefully you've had a dirty one, and wherever you are out there in the world listening, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show and part of the nation. So, you know what? Hey, exciting show as always, and we're going to talk free agents this week because obviously there's a ton of them to talk about. A few little moves and quick little shout-outs on the last week's awards that came out after last week's show. But other than that, main focus is on the free agents. So that's where we're going to be going tonight, Nolan and myself. So before we get there, I do want to do a shout out to our one sponsor, Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. You can find them there. Check them out. It's a hitting training device and it's a good one. We use it with all our training, and the idea is to palm up, palm down, and grip it like a pro. So can't thank them enough for being a part of us, and definitely check them out, ripgrippro.com. And if you want to find out more information, you can go to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation and see me talking with Tress Sullivan, the one co-owner, Drew Avens, AAA player for the Los Angeles Dodgers, another co-owner. And then last week I was on with Drew Martinez, minor league manager for the San Francisco Giants, talking about how he believes in it and gives the recommendations. So definitely check those out at our YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So, and be following us on Sports Byline USA and also on our Instagram and Facebook pages at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can DM us, you can follow along, you can ask us training questions, you can talk to us about anything and everything. That's what we do, that's what we love, and we do it for you, as you know. We can't do it without you. Getting up, getting after it, getting dirty every single week. And one final shout out is, you will see on our Instagram page that we're doing a hard promotion and of a big product that we really, really believe in, and that's the Rope Trainer. So make sure you go over there, check it out. If you have any questions about the Rope Trainer, it's approved by John Smoltz. And you know what? It's a tremendous throwing product training tool for facilities, for individuals, for rehabilitation, the whole package. It's all there. So definitely check that out and get in touch with me anytime you want to discuss it more. So we will be right back here after the commercial. And hey, Noel and I are ready to get after it, so hopefully you are too.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's roll.
So, obviously, last week we didn't get to announce who the Cy Young Award winners were. We don't really need to dive too much into that. Obviously, both unanimous, and Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins for the National League, Justin Verlander, American League. Justin Verlander becoming the first player in MLB history to win AL Cy Young after not pitching a single inning the year prior. Obviously, he'd been out the past 2 years with Tommy John. But also of another note, these two became the second pair of Cy Young winners to ever win unanimous, the first being Bob Gibson and Denny McClain in 1968. That's pretty remarkable to think about.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a hell of a tandem too, for sure. I mean, anybody of my era and that, well, a little bit ahead of me as well, knows that story only too well as well. But, I mean, both those guys, what do you say? What is there to say? They deserved it. Alcantara, Verlander.
Yeah,
I mean, Alcantara, he was a starter and a closer.
Yeah, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. We both said that these were the two guys that should have won it. You could really tell down the stretch, especially with the way that, Dylan Cease, I can't really knock him, just his team sucked this year. Manoah, he had a good year, all that stuff. Obviously, National League, Max Fried, Julio Urias put up great seasons. But it doesn't surprise anybody that they were unanimous. Jumping over to the MVP. National League, you got Paul Goldschmidt for MVP. American League, you got Aaron Judge for MVP. Paul Goldschmidt, obviously, like we said a couple weeks ago, five straight months of excellent MVP-level baseball. September struggled. October, obviously, didn't do anything for the Cardinals in the playoffs. Aaron Judge, what can you say? The guy set the world on fire, had obviously his best statistical season. That's why he's getting talked about as trying to get a $400 million contract before it's all said and done.
Yeah, and we'll talk about him with the free agent segment. I don't know if it's a clear cut, both of those. I think they were a little tighter and stuff like that than the Cy Youngs for sure. Like you said, Goldie down the stretch just kind of petered out. It was like he ran out of steam, or Albert got too much steam down the stretch, getting the 500 or the 700 and just doing what he did, carrying them game after game or bringing them back from game after game. So a little tighter for Goldie. But, you know, I still liked Shohei. I really did. Hats off, kudos. You're never going to complain about Judge getting it or whatever in the American League this year or whatever. But, hey, bottom line, shout out to them both. Judge, he was on the field all year. He didn't have any injuries. It was great to see what he could do for a full season back to his rookie year. And now he's in the driver's seat. Now he's in the driver's seat. It's as simple as that.
Then you got comeback players of the year. Obviously, Justin Verlander again wins it in the American League after missing the past 2 years. Honestly, I was kind of surprised that Mike Trout didn't win it. I mean, I know obviously Verlander won Cy Young and he had one of the best pitching seasons of all time, regardless. I mean, 1.75 ERA and just looked like Justin Verlander again. But I mean, Trout, hell, I got to give him credit too. After missing all last year, missed a little bit of time in the summertime with what they were saying was possibly a career ender, comes back, hits 40 again this year. So I tip my cap to Justin Verlander, obviously, again, for that one. National League, like you said, Albert Pujols winning National League Comeback Player of the Year. I mean, realistically, it's because the second half, no one saw that coming. Post-home run, derby, whatever he did to figure out how to hit, what was it, 17 home runs or something like that in round one of the derby and beat Kyle Schwarber, who led the National League for home runs this year. Yes. Goes on, does that, and then, yeah, that second half, I mean, he went on a tear.
Cinderella story, as they all say, right? And hey, let's be honest, right? When those guys end up going back to their own team, that whether no matter what the sport is, just for that final year of recognition and send-off, if you will, more times than not, we see it being disappointing, don't we? It's like, man, got to go. But in this case, holy cow. To put people on the back of their seats, feel like they're in 2000, back in 2000 again. And now you're like, oh my God, don't retire, Albert. Just keep rolling, man. I just want to see how long this journey will go. Maybe he's the baseball player Tom Brady. Who knows?
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, they were all talking about it. And if he didn't get to 700, would he retire? And that was the talks leading up to 700. Then he got it. And then 703 happened. You're like, yeah, this is why he's got to be in the conversation for greatest players of all time. Because, I mean, like you said, this was statistically his best season since he left the Cardinals in terms of WAR and everything like that. For sure. I know he had a couple good years there with the Angels, but, I mean, realistically, he only had one All-Star game with the Angels, went to one postseason with the Angels, won as many games this year as he did with the Angels in the postseason, which was a big goose egg. And then, yeah, like, you're looking at it, and exactly like you said, you just kind of expected that to be a Cinderella story, goodbye, happy farewell, where, I mean, Justin Verlander, like, the talks last year were, there was a possibility that there could be a reunion with the Detroit Tigers, and everybody was kind of like, okay, that would be a good send-off, and then you saw what Justin Verlander did this year, and you're like, all right, buddy, you're not going back to Detroit until you're 43, 44, and Kate Upton's given him permission to play as long as he wants, unlike Giselle.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even comprehend what he did this year. I really can't. At the age, you talk about a unique individual. And if you're a young player out there, you're a parent of a young player out there, boy, you better be passing that name on for sure and making sure that your players, yourself as a player, you take some time. Even if you're not a pitcher, you got to take time and just appreciate what that guy did. And determination and character that we always talk about. You know, those type of guys, they're ornery. They're ornery. Make no mistake about it. You don't want to get in their way when they're on a mission of doing something. They're a different beast than the majority. But that's what you're capable of becoming if you had that mindset. And he did it this year. And look what he's walking away with. Everything you could imagine. Cy Young, World Series, Comeback Player of the Year. And now sitting on a contract that he wants Scherzer type.
Yeah, he said.
And I'm not saying he won't get it.
He said he wants that 3-year 130 area. And with the way he pitched this year, I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah. Like, realistically, he was healthy.
Start there and go.
Dominated. Like, that's the thing. DeGrom, you can't say he's healthy. So you can't justify him getting that $150 million over 5-year contract. Because what, DeGrom's 34 now? Like, that's what I'm saying, man. If you're Verlander, he's got to be top of the pitching market to me. And I get it. There's probably going to be some backlash just because he's about to be 40 years old. Yada, yada, yada. That dude diced at 39. What's to say he can't dice into his early 40s? Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a Nolan Ryan and pitch until he's, what, 47, and then the arm finally falls off on him. But I'm saying Justin Verlander, with the way he pitched this year, it looks like he's got about 3 or 4 years left in the tank of at least serviceable pitching, if not upper level.
Well, the bottom line is it's going to fall off when he's done. Or that's what's going to make him stop for sure. because exactly, he's got that. He's got that Nolan Ryan. He's got that express mentality. I'm going to do this until I can't possibly do it anymore. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm. And he literally is the ace that every team needs.
Oh.
Like, that's the thing, too. At the end of the day, you're looking at it and you want to back up a Brink truck. Like I said, DeGrom, I'm hesitant to back up a Brink truck for DeGrom. Like, I get it. You're going to get ace-level stuff when he's healthy, but when was the last time DeGrom pitched over 22 games in a year?
I'm not even considering that for DeGrom.
Like, that's why I'm saying.
Not even. I agree 100%. Like, unequivocally.
Like, DeGrom, I can understand giving DeGrom a $25 million contract per year, but anything more than that to me would just be insanity. Because it's like, okay, 25, if I'm giving you $25 million bucks a year, and you're starting only 20 games, that's still over $1 million a start. Like, if I'm DeGrom, I'm taking $25 million bucks. I can't sit there and ask my agent to go out there and get me $35 million. He probably deserves $35 million if he's healthy. But I can't tell you since pre-COVID, the last year that he was healthy.
No, and that's the bottom line, right? When he was doing that and the Mets couldn't score any runs for him, they were Verlander numbers of this year. So yeah. Now you're talking about the same type of pitcher. Ace one, ace two, ace one, ace one. Drive on. But you're not talking about comparables right now. To me, you're not even close to comparables. The injuries are there every year. And that's the reality. Sorry, but you're right. If I'm focused and I'm locked in and I'm that team that's on the bubble or whatever, I'm certainly having that conversation, like you said, with Justin. No question. First and foremost.
Yep. No, yeah, and that's the thing. And Justin Verlander, you know it's going to be a limited market just because he is at that age where, okay, it's like, I got to sign with a team that's going to give me the best opportunity to win a World Series again. And realistically, I think at the end of the day, he's just going to re-sign with the Astros. But we'll talk more about this after the break when we come back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's continue to get after it.
So, I'd say probably the first big trade of the offseason happened. Obviously, the Angels made some other trades. They traded for Gio Urshela. This one, though, trading for Mike Trout's lookalike, Hunter Renfroe. What are the odds of that? That's hilarious. Everybody always made the comparison between those two in terms of lookalikes, and now they're going to be patrolling the same outfield. I believe Hunter Renfroe is going to slide into right field. Then they're going to have some sort of left field committee between Taylor Ward, Mickey Moniak, and Joe Adell. And then Mike Trout will still be reigning in center field until he's traded this offseason, hopefully. I think that's what everybody's hopes are still, that no. Mike Trout's on the shopping list. But, I mean, I don't know.
There's
Either way. So, I mean, it's a move where you're looking at it. Okay, obviously, like the Brewers, they were giving up salary cap. They were obviously, I don't know what to really say about the Brewers. I'd say that they have enough money that they could spend in the $100+ million range, but for whatever reason, they like to sit below it. Obviously, it's a team that they don't believe is in contention this upcoming season, which is why they're talking about also trying to trade Colton Wong within the next couple of weeks, probably during the winter meetings at the latest. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Milwaukee kind of does this offseason. I wouldn't see if they end up circling the boat on Andrew McCutchen again, coming back to him, have him probably play some sort of left field, right field split with a Christian Yelich and a couple other guys there. But the interesting thing was the Angels end up trading three pitchers. The Angels don't have pitching. I don't know how they're trading pitching when they don't have pitching. Their best move that they made so far is Tyler Anderson on a 3-year 39, and he's going to be your number two probably right now on paper behind Shohei Ohtani. Like, I don't know, man. To me, it was just kind of a weird move. I give the Angels credit because every year, like we say, they try and go out there. They try and make the moves. Obviously, Renfroe, he's an offensive freak. This year, once again, 255, 315, 492, 29 bombs, 23 doubles, 72 RBIs in 125 games. Plays good defense. Like, it's not like he's a liability out there. Projected to earn about $11.2 million in his final year of arbitration eligibility before he becomes a free agent at 31. But I'm sitting there staring at it, and you're like, okay, well, they need a hell of a lot more than another outfield piece down in Los Angeles if they want to try and compete with those big boys.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, with the sale in the background or whatever, I have to assume already had that talk with Manasian and said, look, let's go this route and have the best major league team we can afford on the field to present as best we can. And how they fill out that pitching lineup, I don't know. Lots of people available. They're not going to come cheap, so they're still going to have to spend money. There's no question about it. But you're exactly right. On the other side of it, what does the farm system look like? That's the gamble you got to take if you're already Marino. Obviously, he's showing his cards, and he wants that major league roster to be like he's always wanted it, as good as it possibly could be. Hopefully, at some time, it works out. Hasn't over the last, 12 years, unfortunately. Maybe it does this time. Time will tell. But, hey, interesting trade. I like it. Good job going getting Renfroe. Make it happen.
Philadelphia Phillies extending Dave Dombrowski's contract through 2027. Obviously, Dave Dombrowski, everybody knows about him. He's a guy that loves to win. He's a guy that makes the right moves, it seems like, 90% of the time. Very, very seldom does he keep his minor league system intact, let's put it that way, because that guy loves to deal from whatever he's got. Obviously, the big move that they're looking for now is that shortstop. Obviously, there's been early speculation as to a Trey Turner signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. But in terms of what I guess executive of baseball operations, president of baseball operations, he's the type of guy that you want leading your club. Like, especially in a town like Philly where you know winning is at the paramount. Like, you're looking at that team, you're like, okay, this is a team right now that's still ready to roll. A lot of their guys are returning. They just need to upgrade that shortstop position. And obviously, this is the year to do it because you got four of the top 10 free agents, I'd say, that are all free agent shortstops. Xander Bogaerts, Trey Turner, Dansby Swanson, and Carlos Correa again this year. Now, I can't see them signing Correa. I can't see them signing Dansby, although that would be an awesome signing for them. Because Dansby, obviously, that's a double-edged sword there. One, you're getting one of the better shortstops defensively in the game. Two, you're signing away an Atlanta Brave.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hey, we're speaking as fans, obviously, of the game and lovers of the game, not as investors of the Philadelphia Phillies, right? So exactly right. Back to your Dombrowski, you have to go and sign that guy. Like him or not, I mean, if you're an investor, yeah, he gives away the farm system or whatever. But, hey, he builds World Series. And we say it all the time, right? That's what counts. That's what you want. You want your team to be a World Series champion at the end of the day. And that's what he does. He's an architect of it. He's done it over and over again. So, hey, good for him. Got him signed up for three more years. He either gets it done or he moves on. It's as simple as that.
Sounds like Mr. Senga. Kodai Senga. I'm not quite sure exactly how you pronounce his name. Japanese right-handed pitcher, though, drawing a lot of interest early in the off-season so far. He's a guy that was put up by his current team, and right now he's been meeting with a bunch of teams across the major leagues. Sounds like by the winter meetings and stuff like that, he's going to have a lot more opportunities. He might be face-to-face with a few of these franchises. It sounds like his representation, at the very least, will be present during the winter meetings. He's one of the top right-handed pitching free agents this year. Obviously, 29 years old, guys had tons of success, pitched in the World Baseball Classic against the Major League competitive players and everything like that in the past couple of WBCs. You'll get another chance to see him in this World Baseball Classic as he's supposed to be the ace for Team Japan, which honestly surprised me over a couple of the guys that they got there. Like, you're looking at it, you got Shohei Ohtani, you got a Yu Darvish. But yeah, Senga, they're projecting him to be either the ace or the number two. But you're looking at his numbers. I mean, he's had a hell of a career over there this past year. In 144 innings, had 156 strikeouts and a 1.94 ERA for Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks.
Yeah, and he doesn't cost any team compensation, right? He's coming in as a free agent. So that's a nice thing there as well for teams looking to get him. You know, you've heard a bit of different issues. You hear that on every single player. I mean, that's just part of the business, part of the negotiating, part of the game. It just is what it is. So, but I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you be hungry on him? Why wouldn't you be aggressive on him and see where he sits? Because a lot of the Verlander, he's going to take time to unfold, right? DeGrom is going to take time to unfold. Those second tier free agent pitchers that are out there, hey, get on them. See what you can lock up. Obviously, they're going to try to hold out as long as they can until they see what the top dogs bring. I mean, that's just the way the business is right now. But if Senga's above those guys, if he's right below the Verlanders, the DeGroms, if they want to put it that way, hey, you got to go and you got to talk and you got to see what he wants to do, where he wants to be.
Mr. Judge went home. Aaron Judge, this past Tuesday, had a meeting with the San Francisco Giants. Apparently, all talks went well. Apparently, they're trying to bring out and all the big guns down there. Steph Curry was out in attendance. I guess they're going to try and use him as a tactic for why he should sign with San Francisco. Obviously, Steph Curry of the NBA plays for the Golden State Warriors. I don't even think it's debatable at this point in time, the greatest three-point shooter of all time. But either way, when you're trying to bring out all the big guns, I don't think it's even really necessary for Aaron Judge. Like, you could just sit there in a room and be like, all right, listen here, Aaron, here's a blank check. I don't want you to leave this room ever again. What's it going to take? Because you know at the end of the day, the Yankees are just flying around like that freaking hawk that they are, and they're just waiting for their prey to make one mistake.
I'm going to say it just like this. I'm sure Aaron and Hank Steinbrenner have had that conversation. Bottom line is, I will give you one more dollar up to this point than any other team in the league. If I'm Hank, I'm probably wanting him to ride it out as long as he can too, to drum up marketing, right? We talk about jersey sales and stuff like that. So if he goes to another team, they get back their investment almost immediately with the amount of sales and jerseys and other apparel that he's going to bring in, right? If you're the Yankees, he's been with the Yankees forever, so it's hard to market him up and get all that return on investment right out of the gate. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure Hank's probably sitting there and he's probably said to him, wait as long as you want. I don't care. We got to drum this up and we got to make it look like the Yankees are out. Out, out, out. And then all of a sudden they're in. And now we got a regeneration. Everybody's happy again, pumped up again. Again, it's just an opinion, a thought. But if I'm the Yankees, why wouldn't I do that? You have to.
Well, hell, the best thing about the whole situation to me is the fact that the Giants play the Yankees in New York opening series. Could you imagine if he signs with the Giants and goes to New York for his first three games, the boos that he'll get? That'll be as loud a boos as he got in the postseason. That's why I'm hoping he leaves the Yankees. The fact that the fans booed Aaron Judge, Mr. MVP, who carried your team into the playoffs. I get it, it's New York, that's what they do. But hell, if I'm Aaron Judge, man, I'm getting out of town. I'm going out. I'm beating the hell out of the Dodgers. 2 games out of 13 this year because they're down to 13 games in division. I don't know, man. Like, I as much as I want him to sign with the Giants just because it's something different, like, I just can't see him signing with the Giants just because it's not a team to me that's ready to roll. Now, I think the Giants realistically could offer him that 8-year, $320 million that he's seeking or $330, whatever it is that he's trying to get to. Sounds like he's won an 8-year in the range of $40 million. Obviously, Bryce Harper's the largest free agent contract. That's kind of the early expectation is for him to try and beat that. Now, I can't see him doing that. Although Bryce Harper didn't put up the numbers that Aaron Judge did. Bryce Harper was a bit more healthy prior to his free agency years. And he was also a lot younger. Bryce Harper was 26 when he was entering free agency, about to turn 27. Whereas Aaron Judge is 30. That's the one thing that he's got going against him. But we'll talk a bit more about this after the break. We'll jump right back into more free agent talks.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, let's keep getting dirty.
So the Texas Rangers make an interesting move. Mike Maddux, obviously former Cardinals pitching coach of the past 5 years, is back with the Texas Rangers, team he spent 9 seasons with.
Fantastic signing. I really, really like that. I mean, everybody knows, right? Texas is in on pitching. They need pitching. There's no question about it. So why not start by getting a coach that everybody knows has a great track record? They believe in him. Now, that takes that question right off the table for that player and his agent, doesn't it?
Well, that's the thing. You got president of baseball operations, who was a former major league pitcher for, 15 years or something like that?
Chris Young,
and yes. Chris Young. Then you got, obviously, a pitching coach who pitched in the major league for 15 years, who's been a pitching coach for the past 20 years, ever since 2003. It's just a guy with a great track record, in Mike Maddux, I'm saying, obviously. You're looking at the past success that he's had with the Cardinals. Obviously, Adam Wainwright, I could say for the most part, he turned his career around for the best, obviously, over the past couple of years. And you're looking at it, and he's just a guy that walks in there. You know he's got complete confidence. You know that he can work with you the best that he can. Obviously, highly respected in the industry. And, I mean, that's why, yeah, like you said, the Rangers, they're all in on pitching. Well, like Jacob deGrom, he's already said that he was possibly interested in signing with the Rangers. Carlos Rodon, obviously, another one of the big-time free agents out there. No one really knows where he's kind of going to go because, obviously, he's played for a few different clubs over the past few years. But he's in line for a big paycheck. I could see him very easily going down there.
Well, like you said, right? Maddux brings the ability to work with pitchers of all levels. And also with the rehab, if that's necessary. And I only bring that up because, like you said, you look at DeGrom, you look at a Rodon. Those are the fear factors for me, right? Is do those arms fall off on them at some point during the season, some point during the contract, right? And you have to believe they will. But now, if you're looking at Texas or whatever, you've got a guy that's been through that. He gets it. He understands it. He understands how to work and develop the young pitchers to get them over it and moving on and to building a successful MLB career. Just a really good signing by Chris Young. That's why he's in that job, I guess, now. John Daniels, no. Chris Young, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Like, Carlos Rodon, I really hope that he turns into a Zach Wheeler type of story where just overcomes a bunch of those injuries early in his career and actually turns out to be that legitimate ace that the Philadelphia Phillies signed. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But yeah, jumping over, now we're going to talk about the shortstops. The four shortstops, I've already mentioned them a little bit. So we got Dansby Swanson, Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts.
All right, let's go out on a limb. That's what this time of year is all about, Nolan. So,
of course.
Okay. Trey Turner. Forget about what's been talked about. Where do you see him? How many years and a rough projection?
God, I want to see him in my Cardinals.
Okay.
I really want to Cardinals? See him in my Cardinals.
How long?
I can't see him actually going to the Cardinals.
No. That's not what we're doing.
No, I'm going to stick with the Phillies. I'm going to stick with the Phillies on this one. I'm going to go 10-year, 325. He's 29 years old, arguably still the fastest players in the major leagues. Plays good enough defense that he can cover ground, and especially with Alec Boehm trying to play third base, emphasis on trying, because I still don't believe he's going to be a long-term third baseman, but in the meantime, at least it helps him out. Same as what the Blue Jays did with Matt Chapman last year. They go out, they get Matt Chapman, helps Bo Bichette, not having to go to the backhand as much. Keeps him more up the middle, keeps him playing straight up at shortstop. I think Trey Turner eliminates more or less all of Alec Bohm's forehand. And then that way Alec Bohm can just move closer to the line, play there. So yeah, I'll go Trey Turner, 10-year, 325 Phillies.
Right there with you. 10 years, no problem. Phillies, 300 plus for sure. Gives you the top of the lineup. You drop Schwarber down into the two slot. You're loving life. Xander Bogaerts. I got him going to the Cubs. I got him going to the Cubs, and I'll tell you why. I got him going to the Cubs because there's that Ross connection from the Boston days. I think if he can get in there, they can get talking, have a good vision. He's okay with that.
That's funny.
How many years? I don't know. 5 years? 5 years. 145. Cubs.
That's funny. I got him going Twins.
Okay.
I got him replacing Carlos Correa. Because I got Carlos Correa going to the Red Sox.
Ooh. Wow.
I think I could, for some reason.
Red Sox for what?
I could see. So here's the thing, right? So Xander Bogaerts, I can see him signing before Carlos Correa.
Okay.
So I can see Xander Bogaerts going to the Twins on a 5-year, 125.
Okay.
And I think Correa, just because of how arrogant of a son of a gun that is, or he is, I can see him waiting for as long as he possibly can. And I could see him doing a 7-year, $180 million deal.
With the Red Sox.
With the Red Sox.
Because they still got Devers. They keep, that would keep Story at second.
Yep. That okay. would be an upgrade all around the field for the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, you know, are wanting to compete. Now, I get it that the Red Sox, their first option is Xander Bogaerts. I just think Xander Bogaerts, like you said, I think he'll be one of the first shortstops gone. Dansby Swanson, okay. Let's jump into him.
Yep.
I got him staying with the Atlanta Braves. 7-year, 150.
Staying home. Can't blame him if he does.
It's a team that's ready to rock and roll. I mean, they've already been rocking and rolling.
As much as they've spent, we talked about how much they've been able to save with the great signings they've done.
Well, that's the thing. And even a 7-year 150, I'm saying that because I think he's going to take a little bit of a pay cut to stay with the Braves, because you know the Braves are going to be competitive for the duration of his contract. And the 7 years still puts him in line for another contract, possibly at the back end. He'll be, I think, 35 by the time that contract would end. Like right now, I believe he's only 28 or 29. Now, I get it. The Seattle Mariners, it seems like, are in on all the shortstops. As much as I want to say one of those guys would go out there, I can't see them ultimately going out there. Just because, yeah, you got the juggernauts in the AL West.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got to, I mean, the Giants got to put a package together, right? They got to get that Judge taken care of if they can. I mean, we've all heard they've got money to spend. But if you're a player that's been used to the playoffs, like you said, and his whole career almost has been the playoffs with the Braves, pretty tough to sell him on that. So, hey, we've talked about the big dogs on the pitching side. Too tough to say on DeGrom. Where you got on Rodon? Where do you think he's going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Rangers. I just feel like the Rangers last year, they shelled out a bunch of money, and obviously in the future, they don't have a lot of money on the books. They got a bunch of young kids coming up. It's a team that's looking like they're ready to take that next step. Obviously, they want to sign their frontline starters now because they don't have a lot of upper-level prospects that are ready to go for pitching-wise. So I'm going to go Carlos Rodon to the Rangers, 5-year, 110.
Mets to team up with Scherzer, 4-year, 120.
4-year, 120. You got him signing 30 a year.
I think he can get that. I think he can get that out of the Mets.
Steve Cohen's got the money to back it up. Yeah. So, I mean, hell, it's possible.
Only because it was the Mets. I think they'll flush out the extra year, even though they don't want to, mm-hmm. with that nervous factor. I think he'll slide that 4 years in there with the Mets.
Yep.
Okay. Let's drop down a lot. Chris Bassitt. great pitcher, great peripherals with Oakland, the Mets. He's not on that top tier, but he's a nice pitcher. He's a guy that's going to add length and depth to a rotation. Now the field opens up wide for me.
So there's two teams to me that really make sense for this, both of them in the AL East. One of them being the Baltimore Orioles, because I could see him easily sliding in there and being a great veteran leader on that team. Obviously, a bunch of young prospects that are getting ready to get called up. And another team to me, Boston Red Sox. Boston makes sense because obviously you're worried about Chris Sale's health. Nathan Eovaldi's a free agent. You're worried about a couple other pieces there that realistically, I mean, I don't know what Boston has for starting pitching right now. You're looking at it, and I can't say one way or the other that the Boston Red Sox have a starting five right now. So that's why Chris Bassett to me makes sense there. I'll go 4-year 80.
With the Red Sox.
Either or. Baltimore or the Red Sox.
Okay. All right. Sean Manea. There's a guy prior to the season that looked huge coming out of Oakland. San Diego does the trade for him. Starts out of the gate on fire. To me, implodes down the second half. That one's an interesting one. It's in my mind, and I don't know why. Chicago White Sox, 3 years, 60. And I don't know why the White Sox. I just think they need that good, maybe number two, number three pitcher in that rotation. Giolito was off the map. Hopefully he can correct it next year. They just need that quiet little bit of depth. I don't know. What do you think on Manea?
That's funny because I was going to say Northside.
Were you? Oh, yeah.
They got the money. Yeah. They got the money and they need the pitchers. I'm going to go 4-year 60 though.
With the
Cubs? I don't think he can get $20 million a year.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't healthy enough last year to get $20 million. He might get 4-year 65. I'd be surprised if he goes over that though.
Okay. Another one before we move on to some position players. Mike Clevinger. I read something yesterday that it looks like a move that could happen too or whatever, and that the Angels. I'm not near as big on Clevinger as when he was with the Guardians for sure. His Padres life wasn't so good as we know.
No.
It really wasn't good.
No.
But 2 year, 36, Angels. Let them come back. Let them regroup. Hopefully find himself again.
Yeah, it's
Angels make that move a lot of times.
Yeah, it's funny. I got him going Rockies.
Okay.
I don't know why a pitcher would sign with the Rockies, but realistically, I just don't think Clevinger's going to get the money that he wants in other places. So I think the Rockies, realistically, they're going to back up a little bit of a truck, get him on a 3-year 45, and then hope for the best out of him. Hopefully he can help solidify that team a little bit. Obviously, they're willing to spend the money, though. I mean, they went 7-year 181 on Chris Bryant, which surprised the world.
They got to get somebody for him,
sure. But I mean, yeah, like Clevinger, I mean, yeah, like his career really took a downfall once he went there.
Here's one for you. So he needs
to spin it.
40 seconds left.
Yep.
Brandon Nimmo.
Ooh.
I got him going to the Rockies. I got him going to the Rockies for 5 years, $100 million. I think he really does some nice stuff out there.
Ooh. Yankees are about to lose Aaron Judge. 5-year, 120.
Okay. There you go. Hey, as we always say, Dirtbags, send in your thoughts, send in your opinions. Obviously, we got a lot more to talk about in future episodes as far as free agents and hopefully signings, but we'll be right back here in a second with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Nolan, time for your final thought.
So I got two final thoughts today. Bryce Harper underwent successful Tommy John surgery, will be out until at least middle of May. Apparently it was a successful surgery, so there's no real issues there. Obviously, Bryce Harper is not a pitcher, in case you were wondering why the term was so short for him to recover from it. My second final thought, Alek Manoah talking with Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka used to be an NBA player. Alek Manoah sits down with him. Serge Ibaka asks him who the biggest cheater in baseball was. Alek Manoah says, Gerrit Cole. He cheated. He used a lot of sticky stuff to make his pitches better, and he got called out on it. For those that don't know the history between these two, earlier in the year, Alek Manoah plunked Aaron Judge with a pitch up in the ribs. Gerrit Cole jumped over the benches or over the fence out in front of the bench, started yelling explicitives over towards Alek Manoah. Alek Manoah told him, walk past the Audi sign, spray it on the grass next time. Obviously, no love lost between those two.
There you go, man. That's what's awesome about baseball and this show. So, Dirtbags, we can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation, as we always say. For all our American Dirtbags out there, we wish you the happiest of Thanksgivings. Happy Turkey Day. Happy Football Day. Black Friday, whatever it is that you get up to over this weekend. Have a fantastic, a healthy, and a safe time. Look after each other for sure. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You have questions, you have comments, you have a product you'd like us to review and talk about or promote for you, get in touch with me, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. You have a show topic or conversations that you want us to talk about, same thing. Reach out. We'll get it done. Or if it's just questions about training, we'll sit there and we'll set up a video chat and we will get it done. We'll make sure you're on the right path to get up, get after it, and get dirty all the time. But you will mentally understand it so you can physically and emotionally be in control. Whatever you're doing as a player, as a coach, as a parent, get in touch with us. That's what we love to do. That's what we live to do. Nolan, it is that time. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.